2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Ever snore so loud it registered as an earthquake, or you woke up with a throat as dry as the Sahara Desert and a headache that could stop a locomotive? Well, I've had all of these because I have sleep apnea. Hi, I'm Scott Mitchell. Yep, I wear a machine plugged into a wall attached to a hose every night. Sound Sleep Medical changed all of this for me, and they can do that for you. They specialize in providing oral appliance therapy for individuals suffering from sleep disorders. In many cases, oral appliances have proven to be as effective as CPAP machines in treating sleep apnea. The lack of sleep is a serious health risk and has been linked to heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and even depression. The oral appliance I got from Sound Sleep Medical has freed me from a hose. I can go anywhere, and I've never slept better. Call Sound Sleep Medical today. Seriously, for a limited time, the first 25 people that call get a free consultation worth $200. Call 801-783-5451. It's 801-783-5451.
Welcome back into another Jazz Notes podcast. My name is Cleon Wall. Chemistry, how far can it really take a team? This has been on my mind in the past week after Ricky Rubio came out and said that teams sometimes upstairs, and he's talking about management, maybe even the Jazz management, but he's basically saying they don't feel like chemistry matters, but sometimes it matters more than anything. That's what Ricky Rubio said last week after he was not traded for Mike Conley. At least that was the trade proposal, he and others going to the Memphis Grizzlies for Mike Conley. Now, me, I think chemistry is vitally important, but you also need talent to go along with that chemistry. So I wanted someone with a bit more gravitas that could speak on this matter with authority, so I contacted former Jazz man Mark Eaton about it. My first question, pretty simple, does Mark buy into the hype that chemistry, like Ricky Rubio described, is the most important part of a team?
I do. I've always believed in chemistry. It's just critical, and I think having that possible trade situation hanging over the head of the team it's always challenging at that time of year, because you feel like, especially the last few weeks prior to the trade deadline, the team really started gelling and pulling together, and I think Ricky is a big part of that. I think, you know, he's done a great job of endearing himself to the community and to the team, and I think his teammates really like him. He's fun out there on the court, and I thought that, you know, the potential trade, I don't know if that necessarily would have helped the team that much, and possibly could have hurt it. And so the chemistry is critically important, and it's been fun to watch them the last few weeks just kind of pull together.
I know this team has talent. We've seen how talented they can be, but, you know, you may look at other teams and say they have more talent on your team. Is that why this Jazz team has been so successful, is because of the chemistry they do have, why they've been able to succeed, well, not only succeed last season, but succeed so far this season?
Yeah, I think so. I think that Dennis Lindsay and Quinn, they put together a nice group of young men that I think that are good for the community. They're good teammates. They're good people, and I think that they understand what team is all about. The kind of unselfishness part of it, and really being there for each other out there on the floor, is really what makes the team great. I think earlier in the year, when the defense was faltering a little bit and the chemistry was a little bit of a problem, I think what pulled them back together was kind of recommitting to each other out there on the floor defensively. And the result was we started seeing the wins roll in. So that's what I really like about this team. I like the interaction, and you can see it on the floor. And I think the crowd and the fans appreciate that too. When they're working together, it's fun basketball to watch.
How far can chemistry take them though?
Well, the playoffs are really about momentum at that point in time in the season. And if you've got the chemistry and get things rolling at the at the right time. And we saw last year, certainly, you know, they were able to go through the second round. And are there other very talented teams out there? Absolutely. But, again, I think that the team has the talent. I think they have the ability, especially when they get hot, to beat anybody out there.
You know, I'm going to claim recency bias here. I look at this team, and I've been in the locker room before, and it seems like the camaraderie is so strong. Everyone really respects each other or likes each other. Maybe you can credit a little bit of Donovan Mitchell with that because of his personality. But I guess I want to know, and I'm claiming recency bias because it seems like I haven't really seen a team like this where they're so close to one another like this team. Maybe you can give me a little bit of historical context. Have you been around a team that is so close like this team is?
No, I can't say that I had. I mean, we had good chemistry in the years I played, but I think what you're talking about is rather unique to the Jazz because of the you know, the kidding they do with each other, the kind of yucking it up out there. And, yeah, I think you're right, giving a lot of credit to Donovan Mitchell because he just seems to be very engaging out there on the court and engaging in the locker room and having a good time with the other players. And I think he understands how important that is to get through a long season and have a chance to be a winning team and, you know, move yourself up on the playoff rankings. I just think that's just so important. And so it is a rather unique thing, and it's fun to watch. And I think it's infectious. Once a few guys start doing, then everybody starts doing it. The guys on the bench return for the guys that are in the game and vice versa. And, you know, it's just something that just is it's that kind of special sauce.
Ricky Rubio, he mentioned that he still wants to play here. He likes being around these guys. He played well against Golden State. He seems to be that one guy who, other than Donovan Mitchell, can really create a shot not only for himself but for plenty of other guys. But will this, you know, him having his name bandied about in trade rumors, is that going to affect him the rest of the season? I would probably say no, but I'd say it might affect him whether he decides to stay or go in the offseason. What do you think?
Well, I think once the deadline passes, you know, you're here for the remainder of the year anyway, and I think everybody settles down a little bit. I've enjoyed being around him, and it's, in fact, a lot of his family sits close to me in the stands. They're a bunch of great guys. He's always got a lot of buddies in town that seem to just be really, really fun people, and so I think that he's been great for the team. I think he's, you know, and he's a veteran. He's been around the game for a long time. He understands the business of basketball like most players do. And so I don't think anything's going to rattle him too much. And, you know, the end of the year is the end of the year. You know, you just see where the team goes and what the general managers are thinking. And you know, and you just have to make your best decision from there. But I think he's been really good for the city. And it's been fun to watch him out on the court and watch him off the court as well.
You know, Mike Conley, he was attributed, or at least through his agent, he was attributed as saying that he didn't want to really play in Utah. He wanted to play for an Eastern Conference team. Of course, he came out and said later, no, that's not the case. But it's not like he's the first guy that has come out and said that he doesn't want to play in Utah. I think of Derek Harper. I think of Ronnie Cicely. You know, you're not from here, but you live here in Utah. What's kind of the key to success to enjoying your time here in Utah, or maybe even recruiting guys to come play here in Salt Lake City?
Well, I think you have to look at the opportunity of the management, the city, the facilities that the team has put together for the players. All that, I think, plays a factor in your decision making. And I think sometimes players get a little short-sighted by saying, oh, well, I don't want to go there because, you know, they don't have the nightlife of Miami or whatever it is. But the bottom line is I think most guys want to go where they're going to play, where they know their game is going to be acknowledged and that they feel like they've got a good chance to contribute, because that's really the key to longevity in the league. And you know, I hear what Mike Conley is saying, and if that's his opinion, then that's fine. He should just stay where he's at. I you know, kind of struggled thinking I'd give up Ricky Rubio for that, because again, I think he's just been, you know, endeared himself to the community so quickly, and I think everybody enjoys having him around.
The Utah Jazz usually you know, they have high character guys on their team, or at least this team seems to have a lot of high character guys. Some guys that like to be sarcastic, but also some guys that are some tough guys too. If you want to include Jay Crowder in there and some of the other guys. And it seems like that has been one of the reasons why chemistry has been such a good thing, because these guys all respect one another. Should the Jazz, though, to try and get more talent in here, take a chance on maybe a guy that doesn't have quite as high a character? I'll give you an example. A guy like a Jimmy Butler, he's a good player, but he can also be a distraction for your team. You know, if we're not talking about the money here, is someone like him, just to get more talent on the floor, is that worth it to this organization so that they can potentially get better on the floor?
I think that you really have to look hard at a player's character, because Salt Lake is a smaller market, and he's not going to tolerate bad behavior or players mouthing off too much, that kind of stuff. And I don't think you go that direction just in the hopes that you're going to win a few more games, because it's a long season. You're together for, day in and day out. And if you got a guy who's got a little bit too much edge to him, that can really be a challenge for your chemistry and a challenge for the fans, a challenge for the management. And I think in general, the headache's probably not worth it. So, and I think history proves that out. And you see those guys that, like Butler, so they end up playing for a few different teams. You say, well, why is that? Well, it's difficult to get along with. And so the talent might be there, but it's really a team basketball game, or it's a team game, basketball is. And that's got to be first and foremost.
How can this team get better? I mean, we can talk about internal development all we want, but how can this team really get better? Is there a chance for Donovan and Rudy to try and lure some free agents to come to Salt Lake City? What kind of player do they need to put them in contention at least to make the Western Conference Finals, or maybe even make the NBA Finals? What kind of player do you think the Jazz need right now, Mark?
Well, honestly, looking at the development of Donovan Mitchell, I think maybe he could be that guy. And I think you build through the draft. You do look at some free agents. Maybe you find somebody that adds just that missing piece you think you need. But I like the team. I think the team is still relatively young. Bringing some guys in like Kyle Korver, and Ricky, for that standpoint, who are more veteran guys that have been around a little bit longer, I think benefits everybody. And so, everybody says, well, what's the magic bullet? What's the one missing link? And I look at it and say, well, it's really more about the development of who you already have and then trying to layer in maybe one piece that you need, like one more three-point shooter, one more rebounder, or whoever it might be, because you always want to improve. But I like the team. I like the way they're playing. I think especially the last month or so, they've really come on. They're strong. As long as they don't eat too much pizza during the All-Star break, they should be good to go at the end of next week. And then we'll see what happens come playoff time, and you make your decisions from there. But, there's no magic bullet out there. And you're not going to find, you're probably not going to sign a James Harden or somebody like that. And so you've got to build through the draft. You've got to build through free agency and looking around at guys that you think have real potential. And I think the management, Dennis and the whole team in the front office and player personnel have done an excellent job putting together what we have right now, especially compared to a few years ago.
You're making me hungry now, Mark. I want to go out and get some pizza. But, hey, one last question before I let you go. I want to circle back around to Ricky. You know, he said, maybe he could leave, maybe he cannot. And he's really made a big difference around here, with his charity work. He's beloved among Jazz fans. If he does leave, do you think that's going to leave a lot of fans upset with the organization just because his name was leaked in trade rumors?
No, I don't think so. I think, it's a business, and, we've lost people before, and, like when Gordon Hayward left, he was well-liked, and, you move on, and there's another guy out there, and I don't want to lose him. I think he's good for the team, good for the community, but it ends up being a business decision. Like, you look at the salary cap, you got to look at where you're trying to go as a team, and all those come into play. But it seems like, like you mentioned, he wants to stay. And so as long as there's a spot where he thinks he can contribute and the team thinks he's valuable, that having out there and having in the locker room, hopefully they re-sign him.
A few more thoughts after the break. I think Mark was spot on when he talks about a magic bullet. I mean, I can sit here and talk about the Jazz should add this guy, the Jazz should add this guy, but there really is no magic bullet for this team. Mike Conley could have made this team better, but at what cost? I mean, how good would have the team been without some of their main pieces? I'm not sure. The best way for the Jazz to improve is probably to keep drafting and signing free agents, you know, around the fringes, who are going to help, who are going to help Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert out, and especially guys who actually want to be here. But that may mean a lot of what we're seeing this season. A good team, but not a great team. A fun team that you like a lot, but they're probably going to flame out in the second round. Unless they get another gem in the draft, or if a free agent turns out to be a lot better than maybe we thought, or maybe even a free agent who we didn't think would come to Utah actually wants to come to Utah, or maybe the team makes an amazing trade. But there are downsides to everything that I just talked about. You disrupt chemistry. I've been listening to a book on tape about the Showtime Lakers of the 1980s. I grew up during that era, so I really wanted to listen to it. And it was amazing to think back to the 1986 season with the Lakers. Whether you like the Lakers or not, it's a fascinating book to listen to. But as I'm listening to it, I forgot how much Maurice Lucas, when he was signed to the 85-86 team, how much he disrupted that Lakers team, who was eliminated in the Western Conference Finals and never got to play the Boston Celtics again in the finals. I remember back during that time that I thought it was inevitable that the Lakers and the Celtics would play almost every single season in the NBA Finals. Thus, the mind of a teenager at that time. But what really hurt them was they signed Maurice Lucas, and that really disrupted the chemistry, especially for Magic Johnson. So, you know, big trades in the offseason or whatever you want to say, it is going to disrupt chemistry unless you can bring someone in that can, you know, fit right into the team and make this team better. Also, what I'm talking about is, like, if you make a big trade, what are you going to give up in the process? And we've talked about that so far. Do you have the talent to even make an amazing trade? But the biggest thing right now that you have to think about is Rudy Gobert is about ready to hit his prime. He's 26 years old. Donovan Mitchell, he's 22, but he's supremely talented. You really don't want to waste that talent that you have right now. So how long do the Jazz want to wait before they make some sort of splash to make them a team that's at least worthy of, or at least thought about, making the Western Conference Finals? You know, it's that patience versus urgence thing. And I know the Jazz want to be patient, but they also want to be urgent because they already have two really good players, and it would be nice to add a third really good player to put this team in that talk for maybe an NBA championship or at least a Western Conference finalist. I guess the Jazz probably will just be patiently urgent. Well, you know my thoughts. Get a good shooting guard. Move Donovan to the point. Easier said than done. I'm not sure that's going to happen in the offseason or what's going to happen in the offseason. Let's just enjoy the team now. As we head into the All-Star break, we'll have much more after the All-Star break here on the Jazz Notes podcast. Make sure you download, rate, subscribe. You can find us on Apple Podcasts at on the KSL News Radio app, and you can also find us on KSLSports.com. Thanks a lot for listening. We'll talk to you soon.